The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I remember seeing Ronald Reagan in person one time in the early or mid-1960s when I was an adult reentry student at Cabrillo College and had the pleasure of hearing him promote, I believe, Nixon for President of the United States. That was his first taste of politics, after which he then became Governor of California, then finally one of our best-liked Presidents of the United States. Kudos to Jim and Mary Lou Weeks for sharing the following Reagan gems. Socialism only works in two places, heaven where they don't need it and hell where they already have it. Here's my strategy on the Cold War. We win, they lose. The most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so. Of the four wars in my lifetime, none came about because the U.S. was too strong. I've wondered at times about what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. The taxpayer? That's someone who works for the federal government, but doesn't have to take the civil service exam. Government is like a baby, an alimentary canal with a big appetite at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other. The nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see on this earth is a government program. It has been said that politics is the second oldest profession. I've learned that it bears a striking resemblance to the first. Government's view of the economy can be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book. No arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is as formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and free women. If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And finally, fight organized crime. Re-elect no one. So that tells me that term limits are a must, and I totally agree. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.